history recorded him as the Butcher of Amritsar. On April 13, 1919, General Reginald Dyer ordered his men to open indiscriminate fire at a crowd of peaceful protesters in Jallianwala Bagh, killing over 1,000 right away. While this happened in Amritsar, a young Urdu poet in Aligarh dreamed of what would come to be known as Purna Swaraj, or complete independence. This is the story of how the two men crossed paths to cost the British Empire its crowning jewel. You are listening to India Uncharted, history you missed in class, written by Amit Shandilya and narrated by Vijayan Menon. Edward Dyer's father had planned a military career for him. To that end, he'd even set aside some money to pay for the boy's commission and spot at the Royal Military Academy at Woolwich. But things changed after Edward found himself a Barnstaple girl named Mary and decided to marry her. The young couple dropped the idea of a military life for a less life-threatening adventure. So the boy begged his dad for access to the funds set aside for his commission to finance a trip to India instead. This worked, and sometime in the year 1850, Edward sailed to India, leaving his wife behind in Devon. She'd follow once her husband had settled down. At the time, he already had folks in India, more specifically, a brother in Mussoorie. His name was John. Naturally, Mussoorie is where Edward went to. Here, the two brothers discussed career prospects for Edward's engineering degree. And John had an idea. That idea was beer. India was no stranger to booze at the time. There were several distilleries brewing local equivalents already. But the English wanted English beer. And those came at a premium. English beer, like English anything, had to take a long sea voyage around the Cape of Good Hope before it hit Indian markets. That made it almost twice as expensive as the local brew, which came for a mere 5 rupees a bottle. So, beer it was.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?